The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Ashley Thornburg, and man, it is really cold outside today, but that doesn't mean we can't have warm thoughts like summertime gardening activities. And gardening is often thought of as a leisure activity, but it also can play a critical role in building community in the form of community gardens. They're often used to feed people like new Americans. We're going to hear from a TEDx Fargo presenter from earlier this summer, Jack Wood. He presented on Growing Together, a community gardening effort in support of new Americans.
Each person can make a difference in this world for the better. Starts with one and continues with the community. Michael Jordan started with the Bulls in 1984. Although he was considered the best basketball player in the world, he did not win a championship until 7 years later in 1991. It wasn't until he formed a close team around him that he achieved the ultimate goal of winning championships. Now, I'm no Michael Jordan, but I'm a firm believer that one person can make a difference, but a team of people can make a huge difference in the lives of many. We need to use teamwork now more than ever to help feed our growing population of new Americans. The population of our country is rapidly changing, and our cities are experiencing a growing number of new Americans who are born in a foreign country and settling here. My city has over 10,000 new Americans, which represents 5% of our population. New Americans are looking for community, relationships, and good, healthy food. So that is exactly why we created Growing Together, a community garden ministry. 10 years ago, a team, our church pastor, our church president, a community liaison, and a school principal met together to discuss the new American population and how we could better serve them. One of the ideas was to start a community garden at an outreach church. My friend Tom said, "Jack knows a lot about tomatoes." I remember that call at 10:30 that night. I lay awake planning the garden. The mission was adopted to provide a safe place for our new American neighbors to meet new friends, grow food, and relationships. So the journey began in a small garden on church property. We started with 8 families. Part of the garden was plots which the individual families planted together. The balance of the garden was a community garden which we grew together, worked on together. We found out that the areas that we worked on together did much better than the individual plots. Today, Growing Together Strength is its unique environment as a shared garden and weekly scheduled. Shared work, shared harvest. In addition to this idea and the community, we have these foundational principles in place to make a difference in our community. Community, not charity. We all work side by side, longtime community members and new Americans. Everyone is on equal footing, and everyone shares the fruits of our collective labors. It doesn't matter if the person next to you is a millionaire or on assistance. In the garden, we are on an equal footing. The sense of community and friendship is unmistakable when you enter the garden. Old friends, new friends, laughing, greeting each other, and sharing. The community that has arisen from growing together now extends beyond the garden gates. Integration is when two communities live side by side with little interaction. We strive to be inclusive, where friendships and communities cross the ethnic boundaries. We don't simply work together for 2 hours per week and go our separate ways. We become involved in each other's lives. Friendships extend beyond those garden gates. Empowering, not enabling. Each participant is responsible to the whole in their commitment to nurture the plants throughout the season. Hard work brings honest food to the table. The old adage, give a man a fish, feed him for a day, teach a man to fish, feed him for life, applies here and empowers the gardeners to benefit from their hard work. Teamwork. The organizing of the garden is work, and each year seems to bring a new set of challenges and programming. Whether it's a last-minute offer of new land to garden or the beginning of a new partnership, the Corps volunteers use teamwork to cover these various duties. Likewise, in the gardens, impromptu teams of gardeners are set up to accomplish these tasks. Teamwork builds the trust, which is imperative to build the community. I close my letter that I write to the gardeners each week. Many hands make light work. The results? 10 years ago, we had one garden. Today, we have 6 gardens. 10 years ago, we had 8 families. Today, we have over 150 families. In 2015, we helped with 2 community events. One was a community meal, which we served over 500 people in the park using produce from our garden. The second was Garden Planting Day, which 10 community gardens in Fargo participated on special projects. The produce, 46,000 pounds of food, that's 23 tons. This food is shared with the families and also sold to sustain our program. The benefits of our program, one is the nutritional part. Many of the new American families have a limited income. Fruits and vegetables are very expensive in the stores. The second is the social aspect, the new Americans coming together to meet with their culture and also with the new volunteers. Gardening can bond people in a way that nothing else can, and we are proof of that. And just like Michael Jordan, when you form a great team, anything is possible. Thank you.
That was Jack Wood speaking at this summer's TEDx event in Fargo.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.